Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I am in Hope Mills, North Carolina. I want to thank everybody for coming on the call tonight. We're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, something that I learned about 3.5 months ago, which is crowdfunding. And we're going to talk about a company called WeShare Crowdfunding. And what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to bring on a gentleman who is a really good friend of mine. He is a well-known all around the world, has a organization where he helps out kids and helps keep kids in school. And also he's known as the former heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it away.
Thank you very much, Woody, and welcome to the call tonight. And I'm very excited, even though, today, well, actually tomorrow, 30 days ago, I had a complete knee replacement. So I've been going through therapy and a lot of different things, taking pills for pain, and I kept going. And so I'm excited. And a couple months ago, Woody, you was texting me and emailing me and said, listen to this video and look at that video. And I finally slowed down a lot. I have a very busy schedule, but finally slowed down enough to take a look at what you were doing. And I've been excited, you know, ever since. And I got involved. I made a small donation to your project, and that started my project. And so, you know, my project is about helping kids. Like you said, I have a foundation, a 501c3, that I started many years ago, and I do work in the community with the kids, helping the kids and encouraging them to make good decisions. So last year I wrote a book called Mad, Make a Decision. So tomorrow I'm going to travel many, many miles tomorrow in Greenville, North Carolina, and we got a little MMA event going on down there, and I'll be selling my books and doing different things down there in the community of Greenville. And I'll be telling people about what we do, WeShare. And and they got an awesome name, WeShare, because that's what we do. We share the opportunity. We let people know that they can make a small donation, and all of a sudden they can get their project started. And my project is all about helping kids and all about helping people, and I'm very excited about it. And I'm going to throw this back to you now, Woody, and you share with the people what your project is about, if you don't mind, and just introduce your sponsor when you finish and do what you know to do. Back to you,
okay,
Woody.
All right. Well, thank you, Bone Crusher. Again, I say I got started back in November, right around Thanksgiving time frame, and a good friend of mine, he started sending me messages and emails, you know, telling me about this company called WeShare Crowdfunding. And I kind of took a look at it, but, you know, just like most people out there, you know, I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it because I had already known about crowdfunding. I had done a crowdfunding project on another platform, and I was trying to raise money to get a bus for my before and after school center. The bus I had, the transmission had went out, and it's too expensive to replace it or have it fixed. So I just wanted to go and get a new bus, and I figured that, you know, I'd put this project up there, and, you know, people would look at it and you know, feel for me a little bit, and, you know, they would, you know, maybe give me $10, $15, $20 toward it, and, you know, I figured I'd get enough money to get another bus. But, you know, a couple weeks went by, and a month went by, and a couple months went by, and, you know, I kept checking in to see how I was doing. And, you know, what happened in the long run was that, you know, I didn't get any donations. I mean, zero donations. And I kind of thought that, you know, that crowdfunding thing just doesn't work. You know, it worked for other people, you know, but it doesn't work just for, you know, the common person like myself. So when Monty was sending me these messages, you know, I kind of said, oh, I know all about that, and, you know, didn't pay it attention. And then one day he sent me a text message, and he says, hey, is there anything you need to raise funds for? And I was like, yeah, I need to get a bus. And he says, I can show you how to get the money for your bus. And they also said, and it's not going to interfere with anything else you're doing. Well, you know, that perked me up right there, and I said, you know, let me just take a look and see what he's talking about. And sent me a couple videos to take a look at, and I watched the videos, and he sent me some information, and I took a look at that. And I'm the type of person that, you know, if you give me something or tell me something, I'm going to go on the Internet, and I'm going to search it. And I'm going to try to find as much out about it as I can. And I went to Google, and I did a search on crowdfunding. And lo and behold, it brought back about, you know, 23 million replies. So that told me right there that, you know, there got to be something to this if there's that many articles on the Internet about it. So after looking at it for a little while, I called Monty back, and I said, hey, man, I think there's something to this. It was just a different approach to how to do crowdfunding, and, you know, I came to the conclusion that it would work. So I went ahead and got started, and, you know, I did just like Bone Crusher did, is I made a donation to Monty's project, paying it forward, and then I went ahead and put my project up, and pretty much, you know, the rest has been history. You know, I'm just so excited that I'm going out and I'm helping other people start their projects. And by doing that, you know, it's helping my project. And here just in the last couple of days, you know, matter of fact, yesterday and today, I was at work and I get an email on my phone and it says, you just received a donation. And, you know, even though I was at work, you know, somebody was doing something somewhere and they sent some money to my project. And I don't think it can get any better than that. I'm just so excited that we're all working together, putting this thing together, working together, sharing our donations. And I think the future is looking really, really bright for us, and we share crowdfunding. So with that being said, I want to bring it over to the gentleman that introduced me. I'm just really glad that, you know, he stuck with me. He probably sent me the information several different times, but I'm glad he kept sending it to me. He's a former military gentleman, and I'll let him tell you about that. But his name is Clarence Montgomery. We all call him Monty. And Monty, I just want to throw it over to you and tell everybody a little bit about what you, how you got started and what you see with We Share Crowdfunding.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you, Woody. Perfect lead in to what we're going to be talking about tonight, and that is crowdfunding. A little background on myself. I live here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, retired Air Force. Started working from home probably halfway through my military career, off and on. Started looking at crowdfunding a year ago, and it was introduced to me as a business concept. So, of course, me not having my own business, I didn't see where it applied. But just like me sending information to Woody, this individual kept sending information back out. So we followed it over the last year, and last fall we got it explained to us, and it was shown where, you know, myself, an individual, could actually raise money, you know, for whatever I wanted to do. With that being said, so let's look at what crowdfunding is. As defined by Forbes, crowdfunding is by definition the practice of funding a project or venture by raising many small amounts of money from a large number of people, typically via the Internet. And as everyone's aware of, you know, the Internet is mainstream in business today. Using social media, you get a website and you can get out here and get it exposed, and people will send you $10, $100, or whatever the case may be. We want to try and make this as simple as possible for any new people as tune into the radio program. As an example, World Vision. You're probably familiar with some of the large fundraising organizations. And what crowdfunding is fundraising. United Way, Salvation Army, the National Heart Association, Save the Children, Red Cross. So we're doing the exact same thing these large organizations do every day, except we're doing it from a personal standpoint, either for a personal need or a social cause that we feel passionate about in the community. So this concept is open to anyone worldwide. Church renovations, community outreach, foreign mission trips, child care, after school programs, I mean, youth sports groups. The list goes on and on. So any way you want to apply crowdfunding, you can. Now, we're doing something a little bit different. There are over 500 platforms out here in which you can set up either from a business standpoint or a personal standpoint. We differ because we have a community. We have a shared platform. Some of the other platforms, they charge you a fee and they have time limits. We have no fees. There are no time limits. And we share contributions globally. I mean, that's huge. You really have to take a deep breath, take a step back, and understand that you as an individual can start to raise unlimited amounts of money from around the world. I mean, I still get chills when I think about it. And it's just an exciting situation. And the value of the concept of being able to help somebody in the community, again, it's just one of those things that it keeps you up at night when you really think of you being able to empower a person in the community and make a change. So some of the things we want to look at with our platform, it's a simple platform. You really only need to go out and find a few people, and we recommend people who are passionate about something in the community or really have a great personal need that they need to raise money for. And our platform is designed for two people, reaching two people, teaching two people. And I like to say reach two and teach two. You can build a donation base over $3 million. And I'll say that again. Our shared platform, our leveraged shared community of donations with two people, you can build that platform into a donation base of over $3 million. Now, if you're new to the program, get back to the person that invited you to the radio show and have them give you some information in which they can explain this concept to you. Now, there's a website I'll give you. You can go and watch a short presentation that gives you a short overview of our platform. Now, it's a seven-floor platform. There are three financial donations on each floor, and it's real simple to follow. It's an automated platform. You don't have to figure out who to send money to, who to make the donations to. It's all done for you. And you can get started using a credit card, or you can use cash. Again, very simple, intuitive for you to deal with. You get a project page. It doesn't cost anything to set up your project. From that, you can move into the community where we share the donations. Now, the website you can go to for a quick overview is yourfund.info. That's Y-O-U-R, fund, F-U-N-D, yourfund.info. And again, get back to the person that invited you to the radio program, and they will fill you in on any details. And Woody, that's all I have for right now, but I'll stay on the line if we have any other questions or we want to go into another direction.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Just to throw out a couple questions out there that people may be thinking right now, you were talking about getting a project page, and it's free to put your project page up. Just how hard or how simple it is to get that project page up?
In fact, we were talking about that today. I just had an individual that joined this week, and not tech savvy. In fact, he probably had one of the earliest models of the smartphone. And if you can upload a picture on Facebook or download a picture to your computer, that's how intuitive it is to go to your project page and upload an image, something that relates to your project. And if you have a picture on your computer or your phone, you can download it onto your project page. It's that simple. It's all intuitive. And just like typing on your computer a Word document, you just go in and type up a little two or three paragraphs about what you're trying to achieve with your project. You'll list the dollar amount you want to raise for your project, and it's done. And you can go and edit your project at any time. This is a living, breathing product where you can go make changes. You can show progression in your project. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to show people that if you set a goal of 50,000, that you just got 5,000 in, If you need to, you can add a video to your project page to show real time what's happening with the project. It's dynamic.
Okay, that sounds pretty simple and awesome. Another thing, I know you talked about donations coming in, is people putting projects together or starting products the only way that you could receive donations, or is there a way that outside people could, contribute to your project?
Good question. We have two types of donations. One is the direct donation, just like the other 500 platforms, where you set up your project page and you send it out to your friends and family, your contacts, some of your social media contacts in your network, and they see your project and you set up a PayPal donation button and they can send you a direct donation directly into your PayPal account. Now, the second way is what we all prefer, what we're trying to do is come on to the community where we share donations with other project managers, or I like to say like other like-minded people. And that system is seven floors, and like I was saying earlier, three financial donations per step on each floor, and it's shared that way. And that part is automated. You don't have to figure out where the donation goes and how much you need to donate to the other project managers within the community.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's about all I got right now. I was just thinking of those questions while you were speaking. They just popped in my head, and I thought other people may just be thinking the same thing. But thank you for coming on the radio show tonight and sharing with us. We really appreciate you coming on and sharing your knowledge with us. What I want to do right now is I want to take it back to Bone Crusher, and I think, Bone Crusher, you got a couple announcements that you want to make for what's coming up in the upcoming week.
Yeah, thank you very much, Woody. And I want to kind of echo what you had said earlier. We share crowdfunding is an excellent way that friends and family can work together. And you and I have been knowing each other for a long time. And then I met Monty through you. And I consider us being friends and almost like family. So this is a way that we can communicate with our friends and family and make some money in the same process and get some donations and donate to other people and be part of We Share Crowdfunding. But at this time, I have another friend. When I first got started, there's certain people I contacted, and the first person that I contacted, and she was supposed to be on the call tonight, but she might not be on there, but Dr. Trish Holloman, we talked earlier today, and she said there might be a possibility that she wouldn't be able to make the call tonight, because I do know that she's doing a lot of different things, and she's working on helping me with another project that we're very excited about, which is going to bless a whole lot of people, and it's going to take our business We Share Crowdfunding to another level, and I know she's working on that, and she sent me a couple emails about that as well, and if you listen in, Dr. Holloman, keep the good work up, and I know you're working on the best interest of the team. So, but at this time, another person that I talked to is a very, very good friend of mine, and we play golf together, and we do a lot of different things together, and he's down in the Charlotte area, and next weekend I'm going to be part of a situation that he's going to help host down there, me into Charlotte, so I'm excited about that. And his name is Grover Schenkel, and I'm just going to give Grover your chance to tell your story and to tell you what we're going to be doing next weekend.
Thank you, Tim, and I appreciate this opportunity to tell my story. And Woody and all the other leaders here on the call tonight, I appreciate this opportunity. Like Bone was saying, my name is Grover Schenkel from the Charlotte area. And I was introduced to crowdfunding by Reverend James Bone Crusher Smith himself. James and I have been friends for a long time. And after I had lost my job a couple years ago, he called me at a very low moment. and introduced me to Wishell Crowdfunding and told me that they had something good. And trusting him and knowing him as I do, I look at him as my mentor, that if he called and had something excited, I could tell in his voice he was very excited about it. And I appreciate it so much so that I wasn't really in financial situation to even join, but I'm the type of person that they like to go out and make it on my own. But given this opportunity after hearing about WeShare Crowdfunding and what it was all about, basically, it was just a true belief that I had within myself all the time of blessing other people, and you would be blessed also. So I was very interested, and so I went out and borrowed the $200 to join. And I haven't looked back since. And my first person that I got involved was a friend of mine that I knew that she was one that cared about helping other people also and in the community. So after talking to her about a week later, she joined for $200. And I've been on the roll ever since. So I'm looking forward to this event that's coming up on March the 5th. And, Chad, I am so delighted and pleased that you are taking out of time to join us at, and helping me meet some of my friends and guests out on the 5th of March, Thursday. I know you're going to be in town. You're going to be very busy. So I want to invite everyone on the call tonight, if you have any prospects or friends that you want to take and meet the heavyweight champion of the world, you'll find out that he's a champion inside the ring, and he's more of a champion outside the ring. Learn about his project that he has with Champions for Kids, and he loves helping other people. And I am so excited and looking forward. And if you haven't had the opportunity to meet the champ personally, I invite you and encourage you to come out and meet him. And not only is it a great gift to have him as part of WeShare Crowdfunding. So, champ, with that said, I'm going to have the location is at Suburban Extended Stay in Concord, North Carolina. To give a little more detailed information, please feel free to call me at 704-322-1730. 704-322-1730. And my name is Glover Shanker. Feel free to call me. I'll give you more details and directions on how to get to Suburban Extended Stay in Concord, North Carolina. Thank you, champ, and I appreciate this opportunity, and I turn it back over to you.
Thank you very much, Glover. Appreciate those kind words, and very informative. And, again, I will be in town to work with you and help you, and we're trying to get Monty and Woody to come on and join us down there, even Dr. Trish Holloman to join us down there and just have a real WeShare Crowdfunding big party down there. But one of the reasons I'm going to be in town is Roy Jones Jr., he is fighting on the 6th of March on that Friday night. So we got a press conference at 1 o'clock in Charlotte, and to announce Roy Jones, he's going to address the media there. And I think before all said and done, we're going to have him on our team, and we share crowdfunding. I know we got the promoter of the event signed up. He was on the call with us a couple weeks ago, and he's excited. I talked to him today, and we're working on a couple big events for Roy, and hopefully he'll win this fight. And we got some bigger and better things in the plans and works for him. He's fighting in Concord, and the name of that place, Grover, is you know the name of the place he's fighting?
It's Concord Cabash Arena, and I have that information. If they call, I can get all the information to them, and I'll, if anybody is interested.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I want to go ahead and give my number, my cell phone number out, too. And it's 910-658-3408 and 910-658-3408. And feel free. I mean, this is we're in the era of social media, social networking. So we got a lot of technology out here that we can use, and we could use this call or show is every Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is an excellent way to plug your people in, just invite your people. And then we open it up in the end, at the end of it, for questions and answers. And if we can't get you an answer to your question immediately, we'll definitely track it down and get it for you. But this is too good to let pass by. So I felt like it was the right thing to do. So I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about coming to the Charlotte area next weekend. Woody, I'm going to turn it back to you. Did anybody else come on in the queue?
I don't see anybody that has come on and that wanted to come on and ask a question or was one of the speakers come on. But one question I did have was for Grover. We got the date and the place for that meeting at the Suburban Extended Stay on March 5th. But what was the time on that, Grover?
I'm sorry. Good question. 7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. And, you know, folks, if you go come out, you might want to get there a little bit earlier, maybe about 6:45, so we can get everybody seated so we can start right at 7 p.m. Okay. Bone Crusher, I don't have anything else. Amani, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. No,
well, let me throw this out there. I know Jay was supposed to come on the line tonight and talk a little bit about the brochures. Monty, do you have that information on the brochures that you could put out?
In fact, stand by 1 second. You can contact Jay at 702-782-0393 and place an order. And we also just set up a website that we're going to be sending people to, and I'm trying to pull that up right now to where you
okay,
can go.
Okay, well, while you're pulling it up, just if you could put it out there, what's the price on the brochures? And I know they were nice colored brochures, but if you give us a little description of what's on them. And...
Yes, a complete description of definition of crowdfunding, an overview of our platform. We actually got a little picture of the 7 steps and the donation that you will be making and receiving. So you can actually talk from your brochure. It's a place to leave your contact information. Any information you want to put on, like a website to send people to so they can get additional information. It's set up so you can put your information on it. So it's a generic contact blank on the form, on the brochure. It is color. It is professionally done. It's a must. I believe it's a must-have brochure if you're going to be out talking to people. That way you can leave something with them. Here's a website that you go to, and you can place an order for the brochures. The brochures are $25 per 100. That includes shipping and handling, and it's priority mail. Again, that's $25 priority mail for 100 color brochures. You can go to websitemanagers.net. I'll say again, websitemanagers.net/wsbrochures.php. WS as in we share brochures with an S, dot P as in Papa, H as in hotel, P as in Papa. And you can contact me if you didn't get that website. My number is 910-556-4027. Contact me anytime for any support, questions, and getting these brochures out to you, and I'll be more than happy to help.
All right. Thank you, Monty, for that information. Hey, I just want to make one small correction that we may have said tonight. we were talking about, you know, making payments, and I just want to make a correction because we are doing crowdfunding. Anybody that decides to get in crowdfunding, they're making a donation to the person that is showing them their showing it to them their project. It's not really a payment; it's a donation. So, just wanted to make that correction. I think with that, Champ, if you don't have anything else or nobody else has anything else, I think we're just going to end this call. Just want to let everybody know that we are here every Friday night, 9 p.m. You can come back on and bring some of your friends on, and you know, We Share Crowdfunding is here. It's here to stay, and it is growing and getting faster and faster and bigger every day. So, Champ, I'm going to give it to you. You can close it out, and for everybody out there, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, just want to say thank you, Woody. Thank you, Monty, Clarence Montgomery, and thank you, Grover. You guys were great tonight and gave some very good information tonight, and want to encourage people to take advantage of this situation every Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. And with that said, this is James Bonecrusher Smith, and good night, and see you soon. Good night.